This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. What a beautiful season in the uplands of southeastern Arizona, the grasslands, the woodlands, the sandy plains and rocky mesas. Some winter rains, guaranteed we'd get some wildflowers, and there's a good show in all of the aforementioned areas. So Mexican poppies and bladder pods and phacelias and verbena and globe mallow. You know, in some places, large stands. In other places, you got to poke around, maybe just wander around to come across the spring wildflowers of the borderlands. I like that wandering part, you know, wandering, looking for one thing, but finding another. Ms. Mosquiti and I were out getting our one last load of firewood. You know, the wood stove season is almost over. Maybe small fire in the morning if it's, you know, in the 30s. And our permit runs out in the first week or two of April. So we were out looking for dead oak, but exclaiming about, you know, Indian paintbrush. What is that? Castilia. Pinstemon species. Pinstemon superbus was blooming. That kind of exploratory wandering. It's so fun. The evergreen oaks of the woodlands are doing their spring show. The leaves turn yellow and fall while also flowering. So you've got these dangling male catkins. I'm talking about thousands of male catkins with pollen on them, right? And the very subtle female spikes up a little further up that branch. Technically, the evergreen oaks aren't evergreen at all because they're deciduous in the spring. But if you like oaks, man, this is a fabulous time to be out there and see this show. I mean, no leaves on the tree, but thousands and thousands of catkins dangling. Around our place in the scruffy grassland near the banks of the Ohuajolote, the pale wolfberry is leafed out and blooming, and oh my, that common scraggly branchy shrub is just glorious. The color of the large trumpet-shaped flowers differ from plant to plant, you know, or from a stand of them to another stand. Green flowers, pure white flowers, always with traces of purple, all leading later on in the season to a large reddish-orange fruit. It's a borderlands goji berry, right? Oh, and around our place, there's a sweet little annual that brightens up that brown grassland, right? It's got these little flowers that remind me of a dandelion flower. It's not a dandelion, not that European Asian plant Taraxacum officinale, the weed of lawns, right? Yeah. That name dandelion. Gosh, it reminds me of a book of my youth. What was it? Dandelion Wine. Ray Bradbury, right? Okay, enough reminiscing. The yellow flowering plant that I'm trying to tell you about that's all around our home, our little homestead, is botanically Malacothrix findleri, common name Findler's Desert Dandelion. Malacothrix is a combination of two Greek words put together to mean, doesn't it sound like something you'd buy at the pharmacy? Malacothrix. Anyway, it's these two Greek words that mean soft hair, referring to its foofy seed head. Findleri honors Augustus Findler, an immigrant who did a lot of plant collecting in the Southwest and the West, you know, a pesky immigrant who's honored by so many specific epithets. Findler's Desert dandelion is abundant in the grassland, you know, and I don't have to wander too far to find it. These low, bright yellow flowers shining like little stars across the brown grassland. Oh my, you know, it's spring, and it's time for me to wander the grasslands, the woodlands, the sandy plains, and rocky mesas in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona. And they're beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.